Ribbon of Hilcha Shabbos in the middle of a Simen Shin Ayin, Halach of Sheet of Be'erim, when they have to join together in the Erev and when not. Siv Dalad, on page 472, Daf Rish Lamed Vav Amid Beis, says the Mechaba, Anshei Chatzar, the people of a courtyard, Sheikul Moichel Mashulchan Echad, they all ate on the same table. So it's more of like a communal type of a situation. Even though everyone is staying in their own apartment, but they're all eating the same camp dining room, they don't need an Erev. Because they're essentially like the people of one house. Now, if they had to make an Erev with the people of a different chatzar to join the chatzaris together, so they could all make just one Erev from their pot, from their side, with and one bread. And they bring it to that place where they're making an Erev with that other chatzar. And if the Erev was coming to their chatzar, they don't have to give for the Erev, like the halacha of a house where you place the Erev. Because again, all these apartments, they all get to like one bias because they all eat in the same area. Many homeowners eat in one room, but each one on their own table. Each one, even though each one sleeps in his own apartment, there's one air for them all, because since there's no partition separating between the area where they eat, it's like five that's been Shabbos in the mansion that we had previously mentioned. Even though sometimes they spread a curtain in front of them to be discreet, it's not considered as a partition. Since it's not there permanently, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sibkat and Lamed Vav. So if you have the people of a quarter that they were all Eichel Mashulchan Echad, eat on the same table. Avapisha Kol Echad Eichel Mashalai, says even though each one's eating from his own food, Sibkat Lamed Zayim, and even though that each one, Yeshla Yibayis, but can ask him as his own apartment, Lina, for sleeping, Lashartash Mission, and for all the utility, because they get married like we'll see later on, they don't have to make an Erev because they're like people of one house. If they have to make an Erev with the people of another chatzar, make one Erev for them all, and whichever one of the members wants to, he could give the bread, but he doesn't have to be mzaka them. But he's doing the agency of them all. And if the Erev was coming to them, they don't have to give anything but the Erev. Then the Ramah said, so too, if you have many balabatim eating in one room, each one on his table, even though they're all sleeping in their own apartment, it's one Erev for them all. What Ramah's adding on, it's not even necessarily on one table. Do I then say something is it's on distinct tables? But it's in the same area. Sivkat and them. And because there's no machitza separated between them. It's like five people spending Shabbos in the same mansion. But again, there, even if there was a partition, but again, it doesn't reach to the roof, or close to it, within three tvachim, it's like it's not there. That's where the Messiah Sivka in the mouth, and even if sometimes they do have a curtain, it's not there, b'kviyas. It's not there permanently. Then, they don't spread it out, it's only when someone's doing something discreet. As the Sharatin Ayishav says, and previously, where he said that even if they're of ureas of curtains, that's Toma where it's always spread out. Sivhei, Misha Eichel b'makam echad. Someone eats in one place, b'yashem b'makam echad, and he sleeps somewhere else. B'kai machalasa g'wa'ikar, the primary is where he eats. B'sham mo'isar, and that's the area that he'll make it forbidden if he doesn't join the Erev. Because therefore, achan sh'eichel b'veis abiyam. Brothers that eat in their father's house, we shouldn't b'tem, and they sleep in their own homes. Einam oisim, they don't make it forbidden, because they're part of his house. Vimnais lamparas, if he gives them a portion, lochim v'teim, and they eat it in their own homes, oisim, then they will make it forbidden. Anyway, when we say the kishon oisim b'nei shar chatzer of makam acher, that's if the other members of the courtyard put their erev in a different area. Hayu b'nei shar kishin tapir shlamet zayin hachatzer oisim erev ben be'echad b'batim elu. But if the other members of the courtyard put their erev in one of their homes, there's no other residents with them in the courtyard, then they don't have to go ahead and make an Erev. Says Mishbur Sivkatan and Beis, someone eats in one place, but Yashim Makamach, he sleeps elsewhere, where someone even says, Bachatzah in a different courtyard, Sivkat Mem Gimel, the place of his eating is primary, and there is where he make it forbidden. So brothers that eat by their father and they sleep in their own homes, in the they don't make it forbidden. Perish Levi Makamash, and that way they sleep. Kishlei Evrim Shah and Shechatzah, if they don't, I make there with the other members of the chatzah of the area where they sleep. Not where they eat shem, because they're dragged after their father, the Yitzmei Ruva, and they fulfill their obligation with his Eruv. If he gives them pras, the father pays their expenses, and Chilik does no different, whether he gives them bread or actual money, and they eat in their own homes. Then they do make a forbidden alchem on others. So to each other, when they don't make an erev together. Even if they live in one courtyard together with their father, since they don't literally eat on this table, so then they make it forbidden. When we say this, when the other members of the chatzah put their erev elsewhere. Pidush, Amos, I mean, the Mendel says Shikabal's Prasim, well, that when they get a portion of the father is not effective, because Chutzman Achim, not being that besides for the brothers and the fathers, there were other residents in the court, and they required an heir, and they put it by one of the other residents. Doesn't mean that. Then we say, Kishim Shar Dior and Osuzel said, just like the other residents make a forbidden one on the other, if they wouldn't join the heir, they also make a forbidden on each other. Imam Dir Nachim Bachatzah, there's no other resident with them in the Chatzah. Him Asmam, they themselves, Imas Kikin Eir, would not require an Eir, the Hoyle, Shemekam Makopon, Pras Mabin, because at least since they're getting some type of a stipend from their father, Machab, Mitzar, and Lise Kirshach, the father is combining them and joining them together to be like one person. Chain Sotu Kirshnosam, Nei Chatzah, Ruben Islech Ma'achel, and the Pridla Chatzah, put the Eir by one of the brothers. I mean, we say, Hold who put the Malik Machel, since he himself is exempt from being his portion of Eir, Shembai, Shemanich Ma'er, because he's the house where the Eir is put. Kam Shar Echav Namit, and then his other brothers are also exempt, but I'm not for that same reason. Sivkot and Memzain, but if the other resident put the Erev be'echem ibatim elu etzlem or misay or oitzla of either by the father or oitzla of by the brothers, then they don't have to join the Erev. But Shashar Tzinah Tzchabe says that's something Lashon Machab, but it's something Rashi Ritvan. He says you should know that from Lashon Rashi, or some Lashon Ben Yehinda, it's something that daf when the Erev comes to their father's house, and for the reason that they're all joined after that bias, according to that, it wouldn't be effective when they put into the house of one of the brothers.
We said, okay, it depends where they're eating, not where they're sleeping. However, let's say you have a shepherd that sleeps out in the field. So even though they eat in the city, they wouldn't make it forbidden if they don't join the Erev. Because we could testify that had they brought people brought the food to where they sleep, they would have preferred that, because that's where they're watching and they're guarding. That's among the Rambam writes, and people who write the same thing is by students that eat by by people's houses, and they sleep in yeshiva, where their Rebbe is, that we go based on where they sleep for the same reason, they're not based on where they're eating. And when we say this is that they have to join together is when they put the Erev elsewhere. But when the Erev is put by them, then they don't have to make an Erev. Now, Shulchan Aruch is not clear. We're talking about specifically when the brothers and the fathers are residing in the same court and then the secondary temple, even when the brothers are residing in a different court who have the same halacha. Ritva is not sure regarding this, and therefore he writes from the words of Rashi, it sounds like that specifically when they're both residing in the same court, look over there. However, Rabbi Yerucham, it sounds like even when they're in another court, it remains the tzarachi and says the halacha, this requires further analysis. Some of the dirshu number 33. So, the Mechaber said that they're all eating on one table. That's referring to Shabbos. Even though during the weekday they eat in their own house. That's a Shulchan Aruch Rav writes, and that's the understanding of the words of the Chazon Ish. And that's as lengthy in the Tshuvas Betzel HaChochma to prove in the Rishon Machrin that it gets established according to where a person eats on Shabbos. But it's Metayim Loshon Ram and Chazerim, and that it depends on where he eats throughout the week. Now, in the case that where the Sud is Leil Shabbat Friday night, he's eating in his own house, but the day Sud is eating elsewhere, Tshuvas Betzel HaChochma writes that he makes a forbidden in both places, and that's as you see in the Sefer Eruch Shai. Now, if their homes, they only drink, and they only like eat snacks over there, like cake or stuff like that. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that you don't have to make an Erev because since they eat in a different place, they're sudas that are the permanent their main meals. Now, in a way, in the case that the bakery of a non-Jew is in a Jewish neighborhood, and the baker has a house elsewhere, and that's where he eats his bread after he finishes baking. The Tshuvas Tashbatz writes that the bakery is not considered the place of his bread, even if he eats in where he is, like snacking on his bread. And that's how the Chazon Ish writes regarding the extension of the city, that there's a factory that's designated for work, that even if they eat there, you know, snacks, that's not considered as a base dira. And the way that he's conveyed one suda a day, they have like lunch, Chazon Ish is not sure regarding the halacha, and he's inclined to say that since the binyan, the structure, is not meant for dwelling, then even if they, by default, they eat it, but it's not considered as a residence. There's number 34. Mishmar said, yeah, even if they have curtains, that's only when they're doing it to be discreet. Another reason, writes the Beis Yosef in the Lavush, that since the curtain is not really tied down on the bottom, because they want to do something discreet, they just pull it, and then they remove it. So that's considered as a mechitza that cannot withstand the ruch metzuya, a common wind. It's not considered as mechitza, as we see in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Samach Beis. Just number 35, the Be'al Loch, later on in Shin Pei Beis, brings the words of the Rashba, that's not sure if a mechitza that's only to be, for discreet is considered as mechitza. However, here, the Beis Yosef and the Ramal take as very obvious that a curtain is not a separator, and that's what Mishnah writes in Siman Nun Hey, that a curtain is not a separator regarding a combining a minyan. There's number 36. So the Mishnah of Kutin above has said, explain the words of the Mechaber. Now, when do we say that getting a portion from their father is not effective? So that's when there is other residents there also in the courtyard. The reason, right, Tarach HaShulchan, is that when you get a stipend, so there is an option to say that they're secondary to the one who gives it to them, because since they're eating from what he gives. On the other hand, there is an option to say that they're not secondary to him, because they're eating it independently. So therefore, only if there's other residents in the courtyard, the area if it's placed by one of the residents, then anyway, the other residents have to make an Erev. So we consider them as independent, and therefore they also have to join in the Erev. Dishra number